This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God, the scripture says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And I can say I'm not offended in God's word because I keep his commandments. I'm not offended in the people of God because the scripture says, ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. They carry God's spirit. So glad of the teaching, so glad of the wisdom that has been brought to us through our great leader. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillip. By elder, deacon, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. This is the day that God sanctified, this is the day that God hallowed. This is the day of rest. It is a sign between God and his people. I want to talk about today, God is in the generation of the righteous. And we want to explore that thought. And before we get to that, the choir is going to sing the number, Going Back to Moses, because Moses wrote of the Lord. Thank God. Beautiful. Go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. That's what the scripture says. Deacon Debbie, would you let the audience know what our announcements are?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. The scripture says little is much when God is in it. The Lord said, he that is faithful in little, the same is faithful in much. And this is a broadcast that don't maybe reach everyone that we'd like it to reach, but to those that it does reach, it's for you to hear. And hopefully you have an ear to hear. If you hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, contact us. Let us know that you're enjoying the word. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture, and that's why we refer to this scripture, because you can have no understanding of God's word unless you obey God and begin to walk in his ways. He made known his ways unto Moses. And every leader that God is calling for must be shown the ways of God by going back to Moses. Moses brought the law of God, which is God's word. It's also called commandments because it was commanded. It was not asked if we feel like doing it. It was not told us to do it for a temporary time until the Lord come. God's word is divine and it changes not, because the word is God and God does not change. God is in the generation of the righteous. That's what the scripture says. That's the focus of the thought. Psalms 14:5. We're going to go there. It says, now, your subject is what the scripture says. Well, that's all you can go by, is what the scripture says. The Lord said, believe on me as the scripture has said. And we bring up the scripture, and with that thought, or focus that the scripture is focused on, we only get witnesses that confirm what a scripture is speaking about. Out of the mouth of two or three, let every word be established. So it's not about the title, but it's about scripture. And every scripture means something. God is in the generation of the righteous. Psalms 14:5. What does it say?
There were they in great fear.
Now they were... they in great fear. Mm-hmm. What?
For God is in the generation of the righteous.
When you search out the righteous, you find that they are the ones that really fear God. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 12:13. Yes. We're not making up anything over here. And I'm not basing fear on today's definition. Fearing God means what the scripture says it means and how God interprets fear. Ecclesiastes 12.
Yes, Pastor.
And 13.
Yes, Pastor.
That's how we base fear over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Yes, yes,
thank God.
Yes, 12 and 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Let us hear the conclusion
of the whole matter.
Of the whole matter. That means whatever you're talking about in life, because that's what Solomon was talking about, life. However you want to talk about it, is there a God? What does God require? What is God pleased with? What is God asking of man? What is man's duty here? Solomon is saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter of life. What?
Fear God.
Fear God.
And keep his commandments.
So if we fear God, that means we keep his word, keep his commandments. And so many ones that say they're sent by God, they don't know that the commandments of God is his word. And that the commandments of God and the word is law. It's the divine law. And every law that stems out of that law is called bylaws. Yes. If we have a law saying you cannot steal your neighbor's pet, it comes out of the law, thou shalt not steal. And everything stems from that. There are all type of bylaws pertaining to the order of the day when Moses was there. They had sheep, they had servants. Servants were property. And they had laws governing it. They had laws of the land, how long you should work land, time for the land to have rest, all type of laws. But everything stems from God's divine law. Read it again. Let us hear.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
What?
Fear God and keep his commandments.
So that's what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We fear God, strive to fear God, and keep his commandments. Let's go to Psalms 119 and 172. As I say so many times, so many, they get around keeping the commandments. They say that the old Mosaic law is done away with. That's not true. Actually, none of the laws were done away with. They were fulfilled. When you strove to obey God and keep his word, which is his commandments, which is law, should you fall short in striving to keep it? Those are called sins, not unto death. You needed a remedy to get back in harmony. Some type of blood sacrifice. Jesus fulfilled that. The remedy didn't change. He fulfilled it. You need a remedy. And he was that lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world to fulfill that remedy. That's why if any one of us should fall short, if we sin, if we confess our sins, he's faithful enough to forgive us because we have an advocate with the Father. He paid that price. So we don't have to go out to some slaughterhouse and get an animal and sacrifice for our sins. We don't have to do that today. And no one in the world has to do that if they believe in the sacrifice that he paid. But besides his sacrifice, it only gets you back in line to obey God, his divine word, which is law, which is his commandments, which is God, because God is the word. 119, 172, what does it say?
My tongue shall speak of thy word.
My tongue shall speak of thy word. What?
For all thy commandments are righteousness.
That's what we're talking about here. The commandments of God is righteousness. If you do it, that's why it says, again, I'm reading it. Let's go there. Psalms 14 and 5. Yes. If you fear God, you keep his commandments. And all the commandments are righteousness. And Psalms 14 and 5, say, read it again. There
were they in great fear.
There were they in great. So if you're in great fear, you're a commandment keeper. What?
For God is in the generation of the righteous.
So if you're keeping God's commandments, that's your righteousness. And God is in that. He's in the generation of the righteous because he's in the word. And if the word is in you, God is in you. Isn't that beautiful? God is in the generation of the righteous because that's where God dwells in righteousness. He dwells in his word. And if his word is hid in our heart, God is in there. Only the generation that will accept his commandments, his word, his law. Let's go to Genesis 6 and 5. Isn't that beautiful? It's good to know. Now, if you feel like what I'm saying to you is strange, I would venture to say you're not a sheep. But if it sounds right what I'm saying to you, I would put you more in the category of a potential sheep, if not goat. If you over there butting and everything, but you know what, you are not a sheep. But if it sounds right, you're probably in the corral of a sheep, just waiting for the slaughter. Isn't that beautiful? But someone got to gather you together here. That's beautiful. Genesis 6 and 5, what does it say?
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
Wait a minute. God is seeing the wickedness of man today. And that wickedness have never ceased. Wickedness in the earth as long as that devil is here. What?
And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Now, wait a minute. Only God knows the heart. We know by the fruit. You can't see too much fruit in a babe, but God can see everything. God can see what's in your heart before you get here. But when it came time to destroy, he was destroying because the thoughts continuously were evil. That means from a babe to the oldest. Read.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Well, wait a minute. God feels the same way right now. It repented him that he made man. That man is yet here today. The sinful man, because they're born in sin. But what?
Yes. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
What?
Both man and beast.
Wait a minute. God destroys man through the devil, allowing man's father to eat him up. That's how he destroys man. But there's a safety net if you choose to live for God and go on and have life hereafter. There's a way out of this. But every man is born for destruction. Because every man is born in sin, that means every man's father is that devil. He's the father of evil. Read.
Both man and beast.
What?
And the creeping thing. And the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them.
Wait a minute. So it stands the same today. Even when the earth was made over again, that means everything that's moving on the earth, it still was born in sin. Yes. And it repented God and he made him. But he made a way out. Read.
But Noah found grace
In the eyes
of the Lord.
Wait a minute. They said, well, grace came with Jesus Christ. It did. That was Jesus back then. He just didn't have a body. And we didn't know his name was Jesus. Because Jesus is the Son. And the Son takes on the name of the Father. But it was hid. Because it was a name written no man knew but he himself. And he gave that name to his Son, Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What?
These are the generations of Noah.
Now wait a minute. As I say, so that wasn't Christ. How many Lords we got here? When Christ came, he was yet the Lord. But here, he's the Lord without a body, which means he wasn't a son. Lord is the Word. Lord is God. Lord is the law. Lord is the commandments. Lord is the Spirit. Lord is the Father. And he became a father when he brought on sons. Isn't that beautiful? But these, what?
Are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man.
Noah was a just man. What?
And perfect in his generation.
Perfect in his generation. Now, wait a minute. So, God was in his generation. That's why God said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Mm-hmm. It can be done. It was done then. Yeah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. It's what?
And Noah walked with God.
Noah walked with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He walked with him.
Yes.
Luke 17 and 26. Let's go there. Beautiful. Just man. So we have just men today. But you cannot have just men without the laws of God. Because the laws of God is what brings you justice. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
You say, well, now you know the law was done away with. Then if you don't have the law, which is God's word, you have no judgment.
That's right.
And I understand the scripture says, let judgment begin in the house of the Lord. So if you don't have the law, you have no judgment. And that's what's going on in these churches today. No law, no judgment. And they don't know the word is the law. All they know is love. Yes. And they don't know love is the fulfilling of God's law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Luke 17, 26, what does it say?
And as it was in the days of Noah.
As it was in the days of Noah. What?
Yes. So shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Now, I didn't say in the day of the Son of Man. In the days. Because there's times and seasons when God sends his anointed.
Yes.
That Son of Man was the Lord and everyone that God anointed to come. All of his anointed, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. These are the days. When they come, it's like the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, it was just a few. So regardless of how many people they say, the Lord, there's 5,000 souls been given to Christ today. It might be 5,000 come, but it's 5,000 that don't know him if he ain't keeping his commandments. You got 5,000 that gave their heart to what they know not. It's yet that devil. If you're not keeping God's commandments. Because if you don't have the commandments of God or the laws of God, you don't have God. God is not in that generation that don't have his commandments. That don't know righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
What?
They did eat. They drank. They married wives.
They ate. Mm-hmm. They drank.
Mm-hmm. They married wives.
They married wives. What?
They were given in marriage.
What?
Until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
Well, it's the same thing. All of this is going on until we enter into the commandments of God.
Beautiful.
And while we're in the commandments of God, it's yet going on today. And they're being destroyed and dying day and night, all day and all night. They're going into hell.
Yes.
Destructive. Destruction. The only safety net to get out of going to destruction is to be in the commandments, in the ark.
Yes.
The ark of safety.
Yes.
Read.
And the flood came and destroyed them all.
Flood is that devil. Because the devil will come up like a flood and eat up the people, his people. Read.
Yes. Likewise also, it was in the days of Lot.
So there's Lot. We always bring that same parable because the Lord brought them both together. Big scale, small scale, same thing. Days of Lot, what?
They did eat. They drank.
What?
They bought.
What?
They sold.
What?
They planted. They built.
You don't say anything about perversion. Because that's what Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah was known for, perversion. But it wasn't about that right now. It's about those planting. All of these plans they made without God. Marriage. Drank. Bought, sold, planted, they built it. What?
But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven.
What?
And destroyed them all.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. To know this?
Yes.
It's the same thing. So it's not about, well, they were destroyed because they were Sodomites and they were perverted. They were just as perverted in the days of Noah. So let's not look at certain areas. Now over there, they're full of gays. It ain't about that. It's about not keeping God's commandments, period. Because
yes.
If you're not keeping God's commandments, you're still under the same banner.
Yes.
You're still in sin, whether you are doing this or doing that. It's the same thing. It's good to know that.
Yes.
Even thus.
Shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed?
Son of Man is revealed only to those that are looking for him. That's why Peter said, this is a time and season. Wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom? If you have ones with a mind to live for God, God is going to send his anointed. You're going to have someone there to bring you out.
Thank God.
When Jesus came on board, because of what he had to do, there was someone that was there to guide him through until he was able to fulfill his mission. Moses, Peter, James, and John, all of those that were saved, someone guided them to this life and got them to their destination so they could be what they were supposed to be.
Yes.
If it's for you to be saved, you're going to get to the commandments of God.
Yes.
You're going to realize it's the commandments that you must keep.
Yes.
You're going to realize the commandments is the law and that it's the word of God.
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis 7 and 1. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's good to have knowledge. Knowledge is power. And this is why I say if whoever that say they're preaching God's word, you may be preaching about it, but if you don't keep God's commandments, you don't know God, because that's what the scripture says.
Right.
The scripture says, hereby do we know that we know him if, that's the condition, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. That's what the scripture says. I'm with the scripture. So don't throw anything at me because I say you're lying. The scripture says you're lying.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That's Brother John. Exodus 7 and 1, what does it say?
Genesis, Pastor, Exodus.
And the Lord.
Yes.
I mean,
and,
excuse me, yes. Genesis, excuse mm-hmm. me.
Yes. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house.
Come
into
thou
the ark.
And all thy house.
Into
what?
The ark. For thee have I seen righteous.
For thee have I seen righteous.
Mm-hmm. Before me in this generation.
God is in the generation of the righteous.
Yes.
Yes.
Noah. Walk with God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
So God, when we walk with God, because the scripture says, as I believe it's, let's go to 1 John 2 mm-hmm. and 6.
Right.
Noah walked with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes.
And if you're keeping God's commandments, you're walking with God. Now again, we're going to read the scripture again. 2 and 3 says what?
2 and 3, yes, it says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his
now, that's what the, so if you're out there saying, I keep God's word, but you know the commandment that was done away with, you're lying. You don't know God.
That's, right.
That's how you know him.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes, Pastor. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
That's what the, you're lying. And everyone that hear my voice, you can tell your pastor that Pastor Boyd said you're a liar if you don't keep God's commandments.
That's right.
And when you gather together on Sunday as the day of rest, you're lying. You're liars. And you're a part of a lie. And no lie is of God. Sixth verse, what does it say?
Yes. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he
now, walked. How plain is that?
Yes.
So when you walk as he walked, God is in that generation, because God is in the generation of the righteous.
Yes.
Noah walked with God. He was perfect in his generation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 64 and 6.
Beautiful.
I am with the scripture.
Beautiful.
Said, well, Pastor Boyd, you just don't put enough garnishment on the way you bring the word. We wanted something a little more feisty. I wanted to see you do a little hacking. Well, we ain't got no hacking saw over here. We don't do that junk. Lord said, let your speech be yay, yay, and nay, nay. We ain't gonna do it. Oh, we ain't gonna do all that. Said, I want to hear you speak in tongue. I want you to tell me, speak to me in the tongue. I am speaking to you in the tongue of the learned right now. Isn't that beautiful? And don't get over there. Don't say, you know, every time you get on this mic, all you do is holler. No, all I am is fervent. Isn't that beautiful? And what I'm trying to do is wake up you from the dust of the earth. Isaiah 64 and 6, what does it say?
But we are all as an unclean thing.
All as an unclean thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you don't know God. We're all born unclean. What?
And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
All of our righteousnesses mm-hmm. are as filthy rags. That is before you come to God.
Right.
How plain is that? Before you come to him, before you know him. Before you're keeping God's commandments, what?
And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
Iniquity taking us away from God. You can be sitting in the church, and you are away from God. Read.
And there is none that calleth upon thy name.
None that, you know why? Because how can you call upon him in whom you have not heard?
Right.
And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can you believe in him in whom you have not heard? You haven't heard that God's word is the commandments. You haven't heard that the Sabbath day is yet the day of rest. It's a sign. You haven't heard that. How are you going to call upon him in whom you haven't heard? How are you going to call upon his name when you don't know him?
That's right.
You're calling on his name, but you don't know him. And God don't know you.
Right.
Read.
That stirreth up himself to take hold of thee.
What?
For thou hast hid thy face from us.
God has hid his face from those that don't know him. And if you have a mind to seek and serve him, you're going to find him. Yes. If you haven't found that you should keep God's commandments, you have not found the Lord. That's what the scripture says. You don't know him.
Yes.
Read.
And has consumed us.
What?
Because of our iniquities.
Because of our iniquities. Read.
But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay.
You're the clay. We're the clay.
The clay.
God is striving to make his people. Yes. What?
And thou our potter.
What?
And we all are the work of thy hand.
What?
Be not wroth, very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people.
That's if you're a commandment keeper. Yes. Second Chronicles 7 and 14. We all know what that is, but we're going to go there. So I know what that scripture, I've been hearing that scripture since I was a little girl. And you yet don't know how to perform. And that's bad. The scripture says some have come and one has come and you yet ain't saved. Second Chronicles. So all you do is talk about people. That ain't how you gain people. You gain people by telling the truth. The people of God. Second Chronicles 7, 14.
If my people, which are called by my name,
what?
Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways.
Turn from their wicked ways. What?
Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Then God comes into the generation of the righteous. 1 John 3 and 7.
Beautiful.
I love going to 1 John.
Yes.
I like going to 2 John. I like John. I go to St. John. I go to any John there is, as long as he's righteous. Isn't that beautiful? Don't be saying, well, what about John so and John Sessamore? He wrote this book. I don't know John Sessamore. If he ain't keeping God's commandments, he's not in the scripture. I don't care about that John. Well, what about John F. Kennedy? I don't care about that either. He ain't no commandment keeper. I don't care about no John. Care what your name is. 1 John
yes.
3 and 7.
Little children. Let no man deceive
you. Now you got to have a child like mine. God is in the generation of those that got a childlike spirit. Little children. You ain't calling me no child. That's what John said. Little children.
Let no man deceive you.
Let no man deceive you. That's 2 and 7. I said 1 John 3 and 7. That's what I said. Is that 3 and 7? Yes, you're right. Excuse me. 1 John 3 and 7 says what?
Yes. Little children.
Little children.
Let no man deceive you.
Let no man deceive you. Mm-hmm. That's these preachers out here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And these old people, they've been in the church 150 years per se. The old heads. Said, now the Lord have paid the price for our sins. Don't let them deceive you. What?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Even as he
said,
is righteous.
Don't you believe that? Now, I'm going to tell you something. All of our righteousness is filthy. It was. But don't you believe what Brother John is saying? Brother John is saying this after the Lord has gone off scene. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Get that witness. John was speaking the same thing the Lord spoke. Deuteronomy 6 and 25. Let's read that. It's a witness.
Yes.
Righteousness and how you get it has not changed from the day it was instituted. 6 and 25.
And it shall be our righteousness.
Now the Lord is letting you know, it shall be, this is Moses, it shall be our righteousness because we ain't got none until we come to God. But it shall be our righteousness, what?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
Now wait a minute, didn't David say the same thing? All thy commandments is righteousness. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. Now read the first verse, 6 and 1. This is some beautiful reading because it's not about just reciting the commandments. It's got to be taught. 6 and 1.
Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments.
What?
With the Lord your God commanded.
Don't get it all mixed up. All them laws is all out of God's divine law. Because whatever law they had pertaining to life, like our laws today, running red lights, doing things that's against your neighbor is all stemmed from God's commandments. Which the Lord your God commanded to teach you.
That ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess.
So the commandments, God's word, has to be taught in order to do them. Read.
That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God.
So that's how you fear God. You have to be taught the fear of God. Yes. Taught what it means to obey God. We have to be taught what these gods are. And what it means to make graven images. And what it means to take his name in vain. And what it means to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. One thing to be taught, you can't keep a day holy if you don't live holy. If holiness is not your doctrine, how are you going to keep it holy? How can you do that? How?